Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, come here. Is there anything better than, right, you made a cup of tea and then you remember you have half a loaf of a homemade cake tucked away in an old tin in the kitchen and it might be a few days old, but still good to go. So I'm joined now by Anne-Marie Dunn, lecturer in baking at TU Dublin. Welcome, Anne-Marie.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm very chilled now after the last item. So come here, Anne-Marie. It's all packets of biscuits now, of course. But when you were growing up, did you have that, a tin that would always have some kind of loaf of like sweet cake in it?
Absolutely. I think every house actually had it because it was part of a ritual. And I think we've probably lost a little bit of it. And I was just thinking about this topic over the last few days. And I was saying, nobody just drops in anymore. And I think it was always the standby there. You know, it was part of a Saturday ritual, I think, getting your shoes polished, getting the house cleaned and doing the baking. And the baking was for Sunday and what was left over was put in the tin and you had it there for the week. Somebody dropped in. There was always something there to offer with a cup of tea.
And you grew up on a farm. Was there always baking going on?
Always. I've farm, I've five brothers, busy household. There was an aga in the corner and my mother just kept it filled all the time. It was constant feeding and baking and making lunches and sending out to the fields. So, that's where I learned because I'd no other option. That was my job, you know, was to stay in the house and help with all of that. So, to keep them all happy out in the fields and on the farm or when they were coming in for their lunches. So there was definitely always a tin and the tin was always delved into. And by the end of the week, they were looking at the crumbs.
So if we want to make a loaf of that kind of a cake that'll keep like for a few days and you can, you know, take a slice off it whenever, will any type of cake work for that?
The one we're probably more familiar with, sort of light fruit cake or something that had a bit of fruit and a bit of moisture in it. It wasn't a heavy fruit cake, so you weren't looking at your Christmas cake. It was probably just a handful of sultanas put into a Madeira mixture, put into a tin, or it was an Oxford lunch, or what always kept really well was the tea brack. It was easy, it was quick. Again, it was a way of using up ingredients. There was no waste. Talk about the circular economy now, we had no waste because the whatever was left over in the teapot went over the fruit and that made the tea brack then the next day and you had something to eat for the week. So it's something that had moisture added to it. So you're looking at your tea brack, maybe a lemon drizzle cake, the Oxford lunch, a sticky ginger cake, something that had that bit of syrup in it.
What's an Oxford lunch?
An Oxford lunch would be like a Madeira cake that would be lightly fruited. It would have an almond vanilla flavour from it, a little bit of mixed peel and fruit in it, and then it was always finished with a little few flaked nuts, flaked almonds on top.
Okay.
So it wasn't heavily fruited. It was a light fruit cake.
Okay. And so you're saying, though, that there needed to be a bit of moisture injected. This is so it would kind of not dry out over the course of a few days.
Naturally, fruit will disperse its moisture into the cake mixture itself. And I will always suggest, and it's a habit, I think it's a good habit, is when you get your fruit, it's dried fruit, so you need to rehydrate it. Give it a wash before you use it under some warm water, rinse it off, put it on some tea towels, leave it dry overnight, and you have nice plumped fruit that's rehydrated. And then when you put it into your cake mixture, you will see that the moisture that's within the fruit will disperse in the cake crumb and actually keep it fresher longer.
Okay.
Yeah, so it keeps nice moist. You don't want a dry crumb, but you know as the cake staled, the butter got thicker.
Okay. So you have a foolproof, tried and tested tea brack for us that you say anyone could do.
Absolutely. This you don't even need mixing machines. You actually could probably get away with the scales, you know, if you had a good cup measure. But it's very easy and very simple. It's just sultanas, raisins, mixed peel, your cherries, some brown sugar, put in with cold tea overnight. And then you have your eggs. And I always put in some walnuts. But that's optional. You don't have to put nuts in. Pecan nuts go well as well. And the next day, all you have to do is add some melted butter, stir in your flour with a little bit of baking powder and some maybe mixed spice, and then a little bit of milk. It's poured into a loaf tin, into the oven about 60, 65 minutes, and you have a beautiful cake that is nice about an hour out of the oven, or the next day, or the next day, or a week later. It's just one of those cakes that can be put in the tin. And I have the measurements there. I don't know if you...
Yeah, we put them up on the website.
It's so easy to make. You don't need any machines. All you need is the ingredients. And even a bag of dried mixed fruit will do the job, because it has everything in there. And just your cold tea. And some people now are experimenting with the tea. Like before, we would have only had regular breakfast tea. But there's all sorts of flavoured teas out there. The natural teas that are with maybe herbs or some fruit infusions. And you can play around with them. And it just puts a different flavour onto your tea, Brian.
Okay.
And the moisture, it keeps fresh as well. And it's not high in fat either, so that's a good point.
Okay, and look, there's nothing like having something homemade rather than something processed from the shop, is there?
But the smell, yeah, the smells alone, I think there's something very comforting about something baking in the house. And now people use it, just to... for relaxation, they'll bake, and maybe that's why I think even on a Saturday it's a good day. People are off. What will I do? It's a wet, miserable day. Sure, I'll bake something, and even the smell of it will put you in good humour. So
yeah.
It's good therapy.
Put you into the moment as well, and not thinking about anything else. Come here, yeah. Lemon drizzle has become very popular in recent years. Now, I would have thought it's far from it. We were rare. It was never around when I was a kid, but it is the thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The lemon drizzle cake probably was just your regular bun mixture, as we knew, put into a tin. And
bun? Nobody says bun anymore. Like people call them muffins cupcake. And stuff like that. A bun? There was nothing like a bun, was there?
No. Yeah. Nothing like a bun. And like that, that was something that was a ritual in our house. Every week, 4 dozen buns made.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of them went into the trifle for a Sunday. The rest went into a tin. By Friday, if there was a few stragglers left, they were thrown on top of a bit of stewed apple or stewed rhubarb, a bit of custard over it, refreshed it, and there you had nothing wasted by the end of the week.
Yeah, or so the first batch, you would slice off the top, cut the top slice in half, jam and cream and put the two wings into it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the butterfly. That's it. But the lemon drizzle cake, I suppose, more modern. A lot of people went off fruit, and chocolate has sort of taken a lot of the place, particularly with the younger people. I think chocolate biscuit cake has taken the place of a fruit cake in very many households now. And again, that's something that they can be kept in the tin throughout the week, if that's the preferred, bite or something with a cup of tea, even though it's not technically baked. It's something chocolatey, and it can be put into a loaf tin. The lemon drizzle cake, the same, very nice, light. It's with the lemon pleases everybody. It's basically a Madeira cake. And then when it comes out of the oven, a syrup that's made from sugar and lemon is boiled together, poured over the cake. So that hydrates the cake, keeps it nice and soft and moist. And then you can put an additional drizzle over the top, which is literally just icing sugar and some of the lemon juice mixed together to an icing and just drizzled over the top. And again, that's not going to stale. That's going to keep. And it's something that you can just take a slice off it day after day, and it'll just be very pleasing for the cuppa.
Anne-Marie Dunn, baking lecturer at TU Dublin. Thank you so much for that.
Can
you're
I
my kind
just
of woman.
Say just, yeah. Yeah, just before we finish up there, can I just mention something? Because I'm in TU Dublin and Grange Mormon, and anyone that's interested in baking or maybe pursuing a career in baking, they might be interested in our open day in the School of Culinary Arts, and it's on the April the 13th from 10 to 12:30, and our facilities can be seen in Grange Mormon. It's open to anybody. And we have a course there, a BSc in Baking and Pastry Management.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Well
done. I know it's interesting baking. And thank you, Brendan.
Okay, thank you. An absolute pleasure.